this issue is about the environment. It's about protecting the environment and our waterways. The regulations are becoming more stringent every year.
Excessive use of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers promotes algae growth in waterways when stormwater carries it off lawns and into rivers, ponds, or the sea. Latvala said there are plenty of alternatives to those two fertilizer types.
There are several new companies, relatively new, that are producing products that can be used all year long, no environmental effect whatsoever. And it's the old-time guys that don't want to change their business model that are making the noise.
Representative Peter Neer, a Republican from St. Petersburg, said, on the other hand, the industry sees the ban as excessive government regulation.
They're upset because they feel they're being mandated by the county of what they can and can't sell. They're being regulated, and that's almost like when the county comes to the representatives and says, we don't want to be mandated either about being able to do certain things. It's almost like a double standard there. So it's hard for me to argue with anybody that says, hey, you know, we can do this in a different area. We can't do this here. It's hard to do all these regulations. Why don't you have a standard state model?
Many of the ban's opponents favor more lax legislation that would apply statewide. Pinellas Watershed Manager Callie Levy said Florida's environment is too diverse for a one-size-fits-all policy for fertilizer use.
Florida's environment is diverse. We can't manage lakes in Jacksonville the way we manage lakes here in Pinellas County, but under those criteria, that's basically what we'll be doing. The same thing goes for how we manage our natural resources. How I might manage resources in a county whose land use is primarily agricultural would be completely different than how we do that here, where we have land use dominated by urban, residential, commercial.
Levy added that she hasn't heard much rumbling about the new restrictions from those who sell fertilizers.
The majority of the questions that have come from the retailers are, what products are available to us? And we have compiled a list. It's a growing list because every day more companies are coming in and providing us products. Hey, my product meets these criteria. We create a list, distributor information, and we say, here are the products to date, and we've got pages of them.
Opponents of the ban have often cited a University of Florida study suggesting outlawing use of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers would have unintended consequences. But Levy said that study was debunked after it was found to be industry-funded. She said numerous studies, including the Tampa Bay Estuary Program's monitoring of the waters off Safety Harbor, unequivocally demonstrate the adverse effects of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers on nearby waterways.
Conclusions of that study were that that area's degradation, the primary source, was the use of urban fertilizers. We also have a study in the Klosterman Basin, which is in the Tarpon Springs area, which goes out into the Gulf of Mexico, that fertilizers are contributing to the water quality problem there. We've also completed a study in Joe's Creek that has said that fertilizer is a problem in that basin as well. So we have a lot of science telling us that fertilizer is an issue.
State lawmakers will likely take up two bills proposing mild one-size-fits-all bans in the upcoming legislative session. Another major issue the consortium of state and local officials tackled in Clearwater was pill mills. Tim Burns, Director of Justice and Consumer Services, said 7 people a day die in the state of Florida as a result of prescription pain pills.
In terms of 249 drug-related deaths in 2009, 179 of those in Pinellas County were attributed specifically to prescription drugs, 19 to illicit drugs. And then 39, a combination of the two.
Senator Mike Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey, said he's disappointed that Governor Rick Scott did away with Florida's Office of Drug Control.
These individuals, 4 of them, did more to combat this crisis and fight against this deadly problem throughout the state. Now they're gone.
Fasano added he's concerned some state legislators might try to overturn the Prescription Drug Monitoring Act as well.
I have heard that there might be an attempt by 1 or 2 senators, not in this room, and 1 or 2 House members, not in this room, that will try to throw the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program out. And these are the same individuals that fought me tooth and nail in the House for years.